Blessing to be here today. One more to share with God's people, to share His word with God's people. And more was I really blessed to see Mary Petty back in the choir. That's I know Dora is found. God has blessed us. Oh well, God has blessed us. He blessed us. I want us all to be in prayer with the High family for Pinky High. She's going through a tough time. And we know what she meant to Homewell, or mean to Homewell. So we need to pray. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Amen? Tell him what you want. This sermon today was inspired by this is the 29th of January. And for 29 days, God has given my son the task in Tampa, Florida, of having live video every night at 8:30 our time. And it's called Push. How many of y'all been there? I know Brenda Turner, there's Sammy, there's Mario. There are some here who listen to them. What does PUSH stand for? Pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. We've had a great time on that program. God has shared so much with us. So God continued that theme with me in my prayer time for the sermon today. It comes from Philippians 1:19 and Luke 22:31-32. Philippians 1:19, Luke 22:31-32. While you're finding it, I know they'll have it on the screen in a minute or so. Philippians 1:19. I want to say that I'm just so proud of Hopewell. I'm so proud of Hopewell. Some of the members are traveling with our pastor, Larry Davidson. He texted me this morning at 5:30. I said, I wonder who texted me at 5:30. He texted me and said he wished and prayed that we would have a great service, that God would use me to feed His people as He usually does. So he said that I'm blessed. Now, let's read this. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer. I want you to hang on every word in this verse. And the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I want to share with you also the New Living Translation of the same verse. This verse reads as follows in the New Living Translation. For I know that as you pray for me And as the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, this will all turn out for my deliverance. Listen, as you pray for me, and as the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, this will all turn out for my deliverance. Say amen. Now, Luke 22:31-32 says this, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee." Well, say that, "I have prayed for thee." Now, who is I? Jesus has prayed for Simon, he says, "that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, do what? Strengthen thy brethren." Strengthen thy brethren. You may be seated. The subject that God gave me from the push conference and from these scriptures is somebody prayed for me. Turn to somebody and say, "Somebody prayed for me." When I was growing up in church, we used to sing a song that goes like this. "Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me." Have you ever heard that song? You won't sing that no more, do you? Somebody prayed for me. I'm so glad. The song goes on to say that my mother prayed for me, and then my father prayed for me, and yes, even Jesus prayed for me. It is a high-spirited type song, but I never thought of this as a shouting song until one day back at Old Hopewell Church. I'll never forget it. On that day, we got to singing that song, and all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, there were people and purses flying all over the place. I said, "What in the world is going on?" But what was happening was people were remembering that they had somebody in their life that prayed for them, and they would not be where they are today if that person had not prayed for them. You see, there were times when we didn't know anything about praying for ourselves. There were times, no matter who you are, preacher, a deacon, or mother, or whatever, a choir member, or a pew member, there were times that we did not know anything about praying for ourselves. We didn't know anything about sending up some timber, as we said, and expecting a blessing. We didn't know why mama would be washing the dishes and pots and pans would start flying everywhere. We didn't know that. We didn't know why. And some of us still don't know why they're doing that. And that's the worst thing. We go to bed and don't praise God for letting us make it through the day. We do that all the time. I do it myself, and you do it. And we don't pray like we used to. We don't get up in the morning and thank God that our bed was not our cooling board, as the old folks used to say. And we eat breakfast and don't pray. We eat lunch and don't pray. We eat dinner and don't pray. And all the while, you haven't choked on a fish bone or a chicken bone. You haven't drunk any deadly poison unless the person really didn't like you. And it had nothing to do at all with luck. And it sure enough had nothing to do with you. But somebody took the time and got down on their bended knees and prayed to God on your behalf. Have I got a witness? I remember when I was in the Army and I went into Korea. My sister would just to tell me, all the children would say, Mama prayed herself crazy. And then when I was in Korea during the heat of the